Next on BYUSN, the Cougars get it done, beating Kansas State in the first round of the Big 12 tournament, thanks to a 40-piece from A.J. DeBonta. How exactly did that happen? And with the victory yesterday, BYU returns to the court today to face West Virginia. What kind of an encore do we expect from A.J. and the Cougars?
A.J. breaks down his 40-point performance in the win over K-State. Was he motivated by not winning Big 12 Player of the Year? He tells us. And Rob Reich III on what happened on the court and in the locker room. Stitches, a dislodged tooth. It's wild. That and more post-game sound from Kay Bakeda, Hadeem Boop, and Dominique Diamande.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Live from Kansas City and the Big 12 tournament. It is Wednesday, March 11th. Couldn't be happier to be here. Limited sleep or not, the show rolls on from T-Mobile Center. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan.
Good to have you here, man.
Thanks for holding down the fort, man. It's cold, a little rainy. It doesn't matter. We're all warm in our hearts because basketball continues for BYU.
Hey, BYU's in the second round now. Let's go. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stoppaw won. I'm glad BYU won. It is cold, man. 41 degrees, but our phones say the wind makes it feel like 25. So no complaints. We're out here. It was very warm. Yesterday, 3-inch hail.
What?
About 10 miles away. We heard the boom during the game. The thunder outside, it was crazy during the night. Welcome to the Midwest. But here we are, BYU trying to lay the boom in the second round against West Virginia. What a performance by the Cougars last night, especially A.J. DeBonta.
Unbelievable. A freshman record. We'll get into all of that in just a moment. But it's just good to be here. And BYU has another shot against West Virginia.
Why did it take an hour for you to get an Uber or Lyft at like 1:30 a.m., by the way? What happened?
Probably because it was 1:30 in the morning. 7 denied Uber drivers later.
You didn't call me, and I appreciate it.
Friends looking out for friends, right?
Really helpful there.
I'm so glad that
job.
I could not call you so that I could be stuck in the airport.
Me and Rob Wright III just in the locker room doing our own thing while everyone out there competing.
On that note, let's rise and shine. Out and get into a loaded edition of What's Trending. Might see a little history tonight.
Talk about a guy who leads the country in scoring.
Rack up ahead, DeBonta!
Yeah, and he does this basically every night.
What a night for the freshman, A.J. DeBonta. It is all BYU.
10 seed that. BYU takes care of business against Kansas State. They score 105 points, led by A.J. DeBonta's Big 12 tournament record as a freshman with 40 points. Jerem, so much to discuss there because he was absolutely magical and maybe just a little bit perturbed. But first things first, do you think straight up his performance was a direct response to being snubbed as Big 12 Player of the Year?
I mean, I asked him that question. You'll hear that in a moment. But I think a little bit it had to, because we talked about it yesterday. He got robbed. He should have been the Player of the Year. Did he come out a little more, folks, a little more dialed in? I think he did. And, you know, BYU needed it. This is a 190-ish game. They needed 40 points from A.J. DeBonta. Most points by a freshman in this tournament, passing Kevin Durant. Big smile on his face, by the way, when Angel Gray asked him about it right after the game. He was focused. And, you know, he had the Red Bull in the post game.
It gives you wings.
Yeah, that was a fun moment for him. They're in negotiations, I think. So well played. But he was nailing the mid-range. He was super efficient. I loved how he was 15 of 21. That ties the most shots he's made in a game this year. It's the second most points he's had in a game this year. This was the kind of game he should have had against a K-State team that was in the doldrums, that was Cancun on three kind of vibe. It was perfect for BYU. So, yeah, I think he was motivated by that.
Got a little weird in the first half when K-State punched back and P.J. Haggerty got going, but A.J. just kept taking it right to Kansas State. He drew 12 fouls. Somewhere Bam Adebayo was like, that's cute, 12 fouls.
That's Bam.
Only 12 fouls.
That was kind of a mockery last night of like Kobe's 81. I didn't really like the Bam 83 and how it happened, but yeah, 12 drawn fouls is crazy.
This is A.J.'s game. Yeah. He will find a way to score and get to the line. Incredible performance by him. It's hard not to think that he wasn't at least a little bit bothered.
Yeah,
that he wasn't Player of the Year.
He always says the right thing.
Yes.
And you'll hear from him coming up, my entire conversation
his
after the game.
His performance spoke volumes.
Yeah. And against K-State, yeah, punch a little harder, come out and do your thing. Like, once he got 21 in the first half, it was like, this is going to be kind of a 35-ish. And then as soon as he got fouled with 38, Did you see how quickly he went to the free throw line? He knew, like, oh,
let's go.
I can get 40 right here. I can get 40. It was awesome.
The 12th foul proved instrumental as he knocked down those free throws. After the game, Jerem spoke with Kaba Keita, Hadim Boop, and, yes, A.J. DeBonsa about not being named Big 12 Player of the Year and if that motivated what A.J. did against Kansas State.
I was honestly shocked, but, you know, it is what it is. He's talented and, you know, he's the best player on our team, and I think he's the best player in our league, too, in the country.
I'm praying for him, but 40 points is crazy, actually, for a game. You know, and AJ keep, like, doing those kind of stats over and over, so give it to him, man. Give it to him. Player of the year.
So I was just trying to go out there and win the game. Rob went out, so I had to do a little bit more, but it wasn't, like, any motivation. I was going to go out and play hard regardless.
Now, somewhere, Ace DeBonsa is thinking, only 9 rebounds, AJ? What the heck, man?
I brought that up with him.
What the heck?
Later. He's like, if I got 10, he would have said get 11.
But the stats that came out of this game in terms of the historical performance of AJ are wild. From at Jared Benson, 40 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. AJ DeBonsa is the first high major player with 40 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in a conference tournament game since Wake Forest Randolph Childress versus Duke 31 years ago when he had 40 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds.
That's a crazy one. Optostats, AJ DeBonsa, only D1 player this century to have a game with 40-plus points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 3 steals, 70% field goal shooting, 0 fouls.
Not even George Mikan did that.
George Mikan. Nice pull.
From at Greg Rubel, AJ DeBonsa.
At Greg
I'm just reading the
from
handle.
Brother Rubel.
We got to support our guy in his Twitter handle. Sorry, his ex handle.
Some guy named at Greg Rubel.
It's at Greg, yes. AJ DeBonsa's sixth game with 35-plus points breaks a Big 12 tie he shared with Trae Young and Michael Beasley
Ever
for most 35-point games in a single season. Tonight was his seventh game with 30-plus points, solo fifth among Big 12 players for most 30-point games in a single season.
And last but not least, another one from Optostats. AJ now has at least 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 11 straight. Longest streak by a D1 player since Carmelo Anthony had 12 straight.
Wow.
In 02-03. By the way, Melo and that Syracuse team won the Natty. Not saying BYU's doing that, but that's just wild.
Just throwing it out
there. I mean, if you're a freshman coming to BYU or any school, it's going to be hard to top some of these things AJ's doing. So that was special, Spence. It really was last night.
Cold hands and warm hearts
as we discuss
AJ DeBonsa.
Good gosh. Okay, aside from AJ's performance, how did BYU win against K-State?
Well, frankly, they just kept taking it to the depleted Kansas State defense.
Yeah.
Like, Kansas State had no answer for BYU's offense, specifically AJ DeBonsa, but the role players also knocked down a bunch of threes, especially early in the second half. Like, there were a little bit of okay, we're good.
DeBonsa right at the basket. Boop lost a handle, now stops it. Back to DeBonsa. Diamande.
Oh, he hung in the air.
Davis got it.
We want to prove them like we're the best team.
Welcome back to Kansas City. We are live from the Big 12 tournament. Our apologies. It's all the Midwest weather's fault for what just happened. Let's just blame it on the weather.
I'd like to blame Kansas fans, Kansas State fans, Iowa State. I'm just kidding. No, it is what it is. And it's cold here, and there's wind, and there's network issues, whatever. A live TV show continues. Okay, so we got cut off at topic two. Topic two was, beside AJ's 40, how did BYU win the game?
Like I said, and maybe I'm not sure where exactly we got cut off, but it's hard not to point to the three-point shot, especially early in the second half, Jerem, when K-State did have a little bit of life. To see a three finally go down from Alexi Kostic, who struggled to shoot the ball in the first half, and then Moo Davis knocked one down. Like, once those threes went down relatively quickly for BYU, it felt like Kansas State was a little frustrated, and then BYU just continued to pour it on. And not surprisingly, when you make some shots, it brings energy to the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of moments in that game defensively where Hadeem Boop just his tenacity, his hustle, and then the block at the rim by Kaba Keita that launched BYU into a fast break dunk. I thought that was the play that was like, Kansas State's not winning this game.
The energy and the effort that we've talked about, it was there for BYU, and it was fantastic. BYU defensively, not great in the first half, 49 points allowed.
Yeah.
Typically, when BYU had gotten to around that number, they were down by 20 at half. At Kansas and then UCF at home, they were down 20 and 24. BYU had a lead, so they went toe-for-toe offensively. Obviously, K-State, you probably should. It's kind of a different challenge, but rebounding, plus 11, 14 offensive rebounds, 9 points off turnovers, plus 16 in the paint, 15 layups or dunks, high clip offensively, especially in the second half,
yeah.
1.4 points per possession. I saw the effort. I saw the energy that is required for BYU to do something. When I say do something, I mean win today, win a first and or second round game in the NCAA tournament. That's what I'm talking about. And so if BYU can continue that, and talking to the guys in the locker room, you'll hear that coming up, they believe that by just giving more of an effort, they can play like this or similar to this every night now.
When the offensive rebound numbers are there and BYU is getting turnovers and scoring those fast break points, like that is the maximum effort type stuff that Kevin Young and the staff have been pleading for a while. So it's good to see back-to-back games.
Yep.
And BYU continues to get it done on a neutral site. 7-1 on neutral floors now. They'll try and get to 8-1 on the neutral site when they take on West Virginia
Keep
today.
It going.
All right, topic number three. At the 11:51 mark in the second half of the game against Kansas State, BYU point guard Rob Wright III left the game, took a shot to the face, inadvertent, did not return. After the game, Jerem asked him about what happened and his status for the West Virginia game.
Number three, tried to Euro step and an elbow movement in my mouth. And then, I just knew my lip was bleeding and it felt like something was wrong. So I was just holding it. And then when I got back here, they said my tooth, it was like back here. So I had to get my tooth fixed. So they numbed my mouth and they put my tooth back in place. And then I got stitches in my lip.
There's an on-site dentist at the tournament. Fran Fraschilla talked about that on the broadcast. Thanks to the dentist for Rob Wright's sake.
Seriously.
But tough guy, how about that? That's like hockey type stuff.
Hey, Jack Hughes, what's up? American hero, Rob Wright III.
Unbelievable. Do you expect him to play tonight against West Virginia? Because he thinks he's
going to
play.
Yeah, he said he's going to play. And TBD today, John Linehan, assistant coach for BYU, posted some video of him trying to drink chocolate milk with a spoon later. So hopefully he's all right. Frankly, I was surprised he was out there available for interviews. He's a tough cookie. But yeah, 14 points, 6 assists. He was having a good game. Came out tons of blood. Here's the video from John Linehan. A poor Rob's got his headphones on. He's trying to. They just got like some kind of smoothie chocolate over there. He's just like spooning it in
after
the game.
I don't know. The caption says this dude is all messed up.
He's trying to get some calories.
Laughing emojis.
Shout out to Rob for being tough there. He's going to have to defend and/or counter Honor Huff of West Virginia tonight.
Rob's
an important piece here. His availability and his effectiveness is really important tonight because obviously West Virginia is a team that got BYU in Morgantown, and so hopefully Rob's okay. But he did not look okay after the game. The lip super swollen, bloody as we're doing the interview. The tooth, his face is numb. He told me he was ready to run back out and join the boys, but they had come in. The game had ended. So he was back there a long time. Hopefully he's all right.
The other guys took care of business so that he could get his medical help.
And I was impressed by that. When he left, the production went up, not down. I feel like the team, especially guys like Boop and Diamante, they felt like, okay, I got to contribute here. You'll hear from them coming up.
Yeah, that was really important. And how about the last two games in just terms of toughness for Rob Wright III? Plays his best defensive game ever, according to his coach and A.J. DeBonsa, against Texas Tech, and then comes out and has that moment, and he's like, okay, let's go play. Let's go play again.
Let's get after it. Okay, next topic. How does the win against K-State affect BYU's resume?
Not a ton, I don't think. It probably prevents BYU from sliding down any in the tournament committee's minds, but the resume still screams to me, 6th seed.
Yep.
It's still 6th seed. If they had lost to Kansas State, maybe they slide down to a 7. But so it prevents anything from BYU taking a worse seed, but it does give BYU an opportunity to now work for something better if they get on a heater here and they beat West Virginia, and then we'll see what happens against Houston. Like maybe at best up to a 5 seed, but Jeremy, I think they've secured a 6 seed now.
Yeah, 6 seed's looking good. I don't see BYU lower than a 7. I don't think it affected the resume a ton. BYU 24 still in net today. Oklahoma State up to a quad 1 loss, by the way, today from quad 2 after they lost last night somehow. 7-9 in quad 1 still, 6-1 in quad 2. So Bracket Matrix and Torvik, it's all 6 seed stuff. Lenardi, by the way, this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
6 seed in Portland, but Gonzaga's the 3. And, oh, by the way, Miami of Ohio is the 11.
What?
Don't necessarily love the Gonzaga and Portland thing like we've talked about.
No.
Last 6 seed in several places. So I think if BYU wins tonight, we can probably go, hey, they're going to be a 6 either way, no matter what happens against Houston. If they lose, I still think they have a good shot at being a 6. No worse than a 7. But the difference between a 6 and a 7 is very big here to me.
Absolutely. Second round?
In playing the 2 or a 3 seed. Like, what's the difference between playing Houston or a Texas Tech? BYU can beat Texas Tech. The question is, can they beat a Houston type? Like, Houston's a tough matchup for BYU. Not Houston exactly in the NCAA tournament, but a team like Houston at that level.
Yeah, we did this exercise a couple of weeks ago when we looked at the projected 2 seeds.
Yep.
And then showed the projected 3 seeds.
Like UConn sitting there as a 2.
There
like,
is a significant drop-off between the 2 seeds and the 3 seeds. There is a noticeable difference between the level of those teams. So I'm with you. Like, get the 6 seed. BYU's had great success, relatively speaking, as a 6 seed in previous tournaments.
Oh,
certainly
yeah.
Last year, as a 6 seed beating Wisconsin on that 3 line.
Seed.
Danny Ainge
yep.
did it as well. Well, as it stands, BYU still the 10 seed in Kansas City. They get the 7 seed West Virginia in the second round tonight. BYU is a 4.5-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting note there. They were a 10.5-point favorite against Kansas State. Everybody remembers West Virginia beat BYU by 8, 79-71 in Morgantown just 11 days ago. So what in the world do you expect in the second go-around on a neutral floor today?
I expect a way more engaged BYU team defensively. They're hitting the glass at a different level. They got punked on the glass in the last game. 18 offensive rebounds for West Virginia, 15 points off turnovers. I don't expect that version of BYU to be here today. Like you've talked about, it's not in Morgantown. We're here in Kansas City. I expect a more engaged Kennard Davis. Oh, by the way, shout out Kennard last night. 15 points all in the second half.
Did his thing again.
West Virginia's thing is defense. 17th in adjusted defensive efficiency, 10th in two-point percentage defense, 11th
in two-point. They play so slow.
Two-point distance, okay? Second in D1 experience. They need a quad one win like this, by the way. West Virginia is on in not a single bracket. If they get a win like this and they somehow pull a win off against Houston in the next round, they could be in the NCAA tournament with two big-time wins like that. So West Virginia's motivated. BYU doesn't need a win like this, but certainly if they win tonight, I think we can all feel like, okay, they got the 6 seed.
You know what I don't expect? BYU to be out-rebounded on the offensive glass by 10 like they were in Morgantown.
That was bad.
I do not expect that. I think that the effort will be and should be better from BYU tonight. Not saying West Virginia doesn't get after it, because they do. I mean, that's their game. They want to play scrappy. They want to win all the 50-50 basketballs. They want to do all the things that BYU's been doing over the past 2 games that have helped the Cougars win those games. So I think this will be a slugfest. Ugly at times, and again, the slow pace. West Virginia would love to win this game 64-61. Like,
yep.
That's the type of game they want to play. If this gets into the 70s or even the 80s, this a major advantage BYU. And I know it did get into the 70s in Morgantown, but it was a weird game. You get to the 80s. Hello, Iowa State fans behind us. You get into the 80s. This is all BYU. Shout out to the Cyclones. BYU's owned them for the past little while.
Yes, they have. We conveniently mentioned that as they went into the door. Okay, next topic. What are you expecting in an encore performance from A.J. DeMonza tonight after the 40-piece?
Well, again, because of the pace of play, I'd be shocked to see him get up near 40 again, but don't be surprised to see him hit 26 or 28 points.
Yeah.
Like, his usage rate, by necessity, is going to be ridiculously high again. He'll play, especially if Rob Wright can't play a lot.
Yes, then he's bringing the ball up almost every time.
Then maybe he does go for 30-plus again. If
You hope that Rob is available, effective, because if not, that means more for AJ. That efficiency was the key. West Virginia, a much better defensive team. I don't see AJ going for like 35 in this game, although anything's possible with AJ, let's be honest. It's just there will be fewer possessions. They will defend him differently. You know, some of his best performances of the season you're seeing on the screen, just unbelievable, by the way. Sitting right by Danny, and just like Danny's high as a freshman was 36. It's like this guy has four games of 36 plus. Like, this is insane. So, yeah, I'm expecting high 20s like you. I agree.
Our question of the day, following that 40-point game against Kansas State, what are all of you expecting for an encore performance from A.J. DeBonta against West Virginia?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Yes, I do. I would like that. You remember that? Jay-Z and Linkin Park had an album together?
I do remember that.
That was great. That was awesome, man.
That's bringing some warmth to my soul as well. My hands are about to fall off.
Bro, that's why I've got the sweater pulled up. Oh, man.
Okay, first response from at Tin Cup Man says, I expect much less because West Virginia is good defensively.
Yep.
Something like 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Isn't that crazy? They're like, only 21, 6, and 6.
That'd be under his average for the points.
They continue. I'd like to see the team continue to share the ball and have a 2-1 assist to turnover margin, and BYU wins this game. BYU did share the ball, especially in the second half. I love the way they shared the ball to open up 3-point shooters.
And they were getting no boards. They were getting easy buckets. Let's go. 26, Schemo. He sent his POY message yesterday. Today's just about winning. NCAA seeding, payback for the loss 2 weeks ago. Agreed. All of that. Absolutely.
Motivated teams lining it up, weighing on X, Facebook, and Instagram. It's time to pick up the tempo and get into the hurry-up drill. Start us off, Jerem.
12-seed Arizona State against 5-seed Iowa State. The Clones, 7.5-point favorites.
Hey, you called. You said Arizona State was going to beat Baylor. They did.
Yes, they did.
They rallied.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it comes to an end today. Those Cyclone fans that were behind us, they'll be happy because they're going to be in Arizona State.
Iowa State's going to win.
9-seed Cincinnati, 8-seed UCF. Fascinating game right here.
I've got Cincinnati. They've won 6 of 8. UCF's lost 3 in a row and 6 of 9. UCF is a 2.5-point favorite. Cincinnati's in 0 brackets, Spencer, on Bracket Matrix. They have to continue to win a couple games.
Playing for their tournament lives. UCF's kind of in a weird space. They've dropped 3 straight coming in. If they lost a 4th straight, like, do they get weirdly put on the bubble, or do you think that they're safe?
They might get put on the bubble if they keep losing. Cincinnati's not a tourney team. That's a win below the bubble.
I'm with you. I think Cincinnati, a little more desperation in their game, and they've just been playing so well. Give me Cincinnati.
Yeah, loss below the bubble is what I meant. 14-seed Oklahoma State against 6-seed TCU. TCU, hot.
And it won't stop here. TCU is going to continue to roll. I think they handle Oklahoma State. They probably win this game by double digits.
The Fighting Tanner Toulsons keep it going. They've won 6 of 7. 10.5-point favorite despite only beating Oklahoma State twice by 3 points each time. Today they win big, though.
All right, basketball timeout for a little bit of golf. Why, you ask? Because BYU freshman Gihei Akina pulled off one of the most remarkable 6-day stretches in BYU athletics history. Not just golf. I mean, it's unbelievable what he did. On the PGA Tour, he makes the cut, top 20 finish at the Puerto Rico Open, okay? Then he gets on a plane and goes to the Lampkin Invitational. I think he slept, what, like maybe 3 hours?
Well, look, he leaves Sunday at 6. He arrives Monday at 1 a.m., drives to San Diego, arrives at 3:45 a.m., 4 hours before the 36-hole tee time at the Lampkin.
And he shoots a 64.
On day 3 yesterday, he shoots a 64. The person to inform me of this, Danny Ainge. He goes, hey, did you see the key hit shot a 64 today and won the Lampkin? I was like, what? It's amazing. So was that actually better than AJ's 40?
It's unbelievable that we're having this conversation.
Both of those are pretty stinking good.
Those are remarkable numbers. Like, limited sleep to do that. I'm still going to give the nod to AJ, probably because I'm feeling the basketball presence here in Kansas City.
Somewhere Jane Hennigren's going, I'm right here. Just all these amazing freshmen. It's been so awesome.
That is amazing.
Okay, tonight, 10-seed BYU taking on 7-seed West Virginia. Second round, 6 Eastern. BYU Radio's got the pregame coverage. 7 Eastern, the game's on ESPN2 and BYU Radio.
Up next, Jerem's one-on-one conversations with several BYU players following a big win over Kansas State. AJ DeBonta asked again if he is motivated by not winning Big 12 Player of the Year. That and much more. Stay with us live from Kansas City on BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Sports Nation continues live from Kansas City at T-Mobile Center and
nice
the Big 12 tournament. Thank you. Shout out to our cameraman, David Holliday, to our field producer, Junior Phillips. They're helping us out.
Junior's out of the wind over there.
keeping us warm. They should stay warm. BYU in West Virginia a little bit later today, 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. But we're not there yet because we need to relive some more of the magic from A.J. DeBonta yesterday. Jeremy, you had a chance to speak with him and several BYU players in the locker room.
Absolutely. Was A.J. motivated by the fact he was not named Big 12 Player of the Year? I asked him that and much more.
Okay, AJ, first off, your reaction to being the freshman of the year in the Big 12?
That's a blessing. I was coming into the league just hoping. I mean, that was one of the awards on my list. So to be honored as that is just a blessing for sure.
How'd you react to not being the player of the year?
At first glance, it was like, you know, I thought I deserved it. But, I mean, congrats to Jaden Bradley. I mean, they were the regular season champs, head of the snake of the team, heart and soul of the team. So congrats to them.
Was today any kind of reaction to not being the Big 12 player of the year?
No, I asked that impressed. I was just trying to go out there and win the game. Rob went out, so I had to do a little bit more, but it wasn't like any motivation. I was going to go out and play hard regardless.
What do you feel like you carried over from the Texas Tech win today?
Well, defense, besides that little stretch in the first half, but our defensive energy was top notch today.
Rob gets hit in the lip, loses a tooth, they put it back in. The team still kind of elevated their game after that. What does that say about this group?
I mean, we're connected. It's a team sport. We're connected. Dom played great minutes off the bench. Adeem had 14 rebounds. Everybody did a little bit of everything today, so it shows that we're a team.
Did you feel like it was just a matter of time in that second half before you guys pulled away at some point?
Yeah, definitely. That was the message at halftime. Just telling us that, you know, we got to keep playing defense. I kind of let off. Let Hattie to get two threes, and they kind of started, like, their run and giving them momentum, but in the second half, we weren't going for that.
Moo and Lexi made two threes. I think all four of those were on the left wing there. What did that mean for this group to knock down some threes?
No, it was big. I mean, I was getting doubled in the post. They're coming baseline, so I didn't want to force it. So I just made passes and knocked it down.
Your dad was hoping you'd get one more rebound. You had nine. Your thoughts on your dad's standard for you of rebounds?
I mean, he's going to say it every game. If I had 10, he was going to wish I had 11. So, I should have got 10. Definitely could have got one more, but even if I had 10, he would have been like, why don't you get 11? So.
Okay, West Virginia, round two. Your thoughts on the rematch?
Should be good. We took one off over there. I played horrible. Our team played horrible at West Virginia, so we owe them one.
Okay, congrats, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
He's so understated after a 40 piece. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. That was 40. My dad wants me to get more rebounds. Yeah. Yeah. So, Rob Wright III, certainly 14 points, 6 rebounds, comes out injured. I talked to him after the game. Bloody lips, swollen, numb cheek, tooth fixed in the locker room. Here's my combo with Rob.
All right, Rob, talk to me about the lip and what happened on the play.
Number three, tried to Euro step and an elbow in my mouth. And then, I just knew my lip was bleeding and it felt like something was wrong. So I was just holding it. And then when I got back here, they said my tooth, it was like back here. So I had to get my tooth fixed. So they numbed my mouth and they put my tooth back in place. And then I got stitches in my lip.
Have you had this kind of play before on with your mouth or face?
Nah, this is the first time.
How you feeling right now?
My mouth's just numb. So, yeah, I'm feeling good though.
How did you kind of recover physically after that and here in the locker room? Because you didn't come back out onto the court.
I had just finished up when they came running in for the win. I was just asking them the whole time, did we win, what was the score? So it was just good to hear that my team was getting it done.
When you go back and watch the film, they kind of elevated their play when you were gone. What does it say about this group that when you left, they said, hey, we gotta pick it up?
It just shows that we're a group that comes together when we go through tough things.
Talk to me about the focus on this game, because the last three unranked teams you guys played, you lost. But this one, it felt like you carried over some of that energy from Texas Tech.
Yeah, Coach, that was the message. Coach just wanted us to carry that energy from Texas Tech and just keep going one game at a time.
How hard is it to give a full effort in a game? Because you've been asked to play 37, 40 minutes a bunch. What's it like to say, okay, I got to give it on defense as well as offense?
I don't think it's that hard. It's just being committed to it. Yeah.
How you feeling right now?
I'm good. Yeah, I think I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Well, let's give you some time to rest, man. Congrats on the win. And then a quick thought on West Virginia, round two here.
Thank you to the first thing. And, West Virginia, we lost one. We should have won at their place. So it would be a tough matchup. They're a physical team. So we just got to be the aggressors.
Okay, go get some rest, man.
Thank you.
How would all of you feel if you were doing an interview on national television right after you got out of the dentist chair, right? Like, that's what Rob was doing.
Yeah, I was like, poor guy. Like, tough cookie, went through a lot, and hopefully he's as effective as he can be today. Hadeem Boop, really effective yesterday. Career high 14 points, 8 points, 14 rebounds, a career high. He's got an Instagram page that's going crazy right
Boop
now,
watch.
Too. Here's my conversation with perhaps the fan favorite of the team now.
All right, Hadeem, career high 14 rebounds. What got into you today?
I mean, it's all about opportunity, man. The opportunity presented itself today, so I just took advantage of it. That's all.
Have you felt like there's a space where you could enter and affect the game maybe differently the last couple of games? Because it felt like you've gone up a notch.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, I'm starting, like, you know, getting my points. So it's just like a big lift for the team. And if I just keep doing the same thing, we're going to go really far.
What was the reaction that you got from your reaction of clapping and getting the crowd up and sticking your tongue out against Texas Tech and providing that energy?
I miss the Rock, man. I wish they could be here for real. But, you know, it's just like a way to bring energy, you know, trying to, like, I mean, make scare, I think, like the opponent. So I just do my thing. That's all. I just rewatched the game after that and then laughing, like, because I just be doing my thing on the court. That's all.
And the person or people that capture it the most seem to be an Instagram account that loves you right now. You got a fan page? Tell me about that.
I mean, I gotta give a big shout out to Boop Watch, man. His name is Menti, you know. I really love that guy. He thinks like he's my fan, but actually I'm his fan. For real, I'm his number one fan. Yeah, he's doing a really great job on Instagram. I see BYU start like collabing videos with him. So shout out my guy.
You know when BYU collabs, it's legit, right?
Oh, it's definitely. Everybody's going to see. So my boy is going viral right now.
What have you guys captured defensively in the last two games that you think can continue?
Oh, man, we've been working on our defense so hard, for real. Like, before we played Texas Tech, obviously, we were working on our defense, like communication for sure, because we've been communicating really, really well. And it's just like a mentality stuff. You know, I got tough guys, I got dogs, so we're just going to play hard defense, that's all.
Do you feel like AJ, with a 40-piece today, took it personally that he didn't win Big 12 Player of the Year?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm praying for him, but 40 points is crazy, actually, for a game. You know, and AJ keep, like, doing those kind of stats over and over, so give it to him, man. Give it to him, Player of the Year.
Have you seen Rob after the game?
Oh, yeah, I've seen him. Hopefully he will play tomorrow, because Rob is a big piece of the team.
He's a tough cookie to take one in the lip, right, and lose a tooth? They put it back in?
He lost a tooth?
They put it back in.
Oh, man, he ain't going to eat dinner tonight. Yeah. Hopefully he's fine, though. I see his mouth pretty swollen, the lips. I hope he's going to be fine for sure.
Maybe a smoothie?
He can take that, yeah. I mean, Danielle gonna take care of him.
Of course. Danielle takes care of the nutritionist. She's great.
Or he might get a soup tonight, you know.
You got a recommendation of a soup?
I really don't know the soup out here, though. I just know the soup from back at home.
What's your favorite soup from back home?
Can I say the name? Soup Yale. It's like the sheep legs that we make into a soup, or like the cow's legs. You can put the head too, the tongs and all that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Haven't tried it, but maybe one day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to come to Senegal, you're welcome.
Let's go. Hadeem, congrats on the win. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You said it, fan favorite. That dude is working his way into the hearts and minds of BYU fans everywhere, just with his ability to get after the ball and just hustle plays.
I'm not sure I'm going to try that soup anytime soon, but. Hadeem, by the way, shout out Menti. I didn't realize it was Menti. He was one of our students at BYU TV. He does a great job with that account. Super fun. Kay Bakeda, also good in this game, came out with an injury, returned 6.7 rebounds. Huge piece for BYU on the defensive end. Here's my conversation with Kayba.
Kayba, congrats on the win. What was it like to get a first round win over Kansas State?
Feels great, you know. We keep pounding the rock, and you know, just trying to have fun and win, play for the brothers, and yeah, just feels great.
AJ drops 40 out there. Do you feel like he took it personally that he didn't get the Big 12 Player of the Year?
I mean, I would. Yeah. He's been playing great. He's been consistent all year, you know. I was honestly shocked, but, you know, it is what it is. He's talented and, you know, he's the best player on our team, and I think he's the best player in our league, too, in the country. But, you know, it is what it is. That's good. That's good. That's good. He's going to take it personal, and, you know, we're going to go to the games, and, you know, I know what he's going to bring. So, moving forward, yeah.
Rob Wright gets a bloody lip, loses a tooth there. They have to put it back in. But when he left, you guys seemed to raise your game. How did that happen?
You know, just sharing the ball, having your brothers back, you know. That's what we talked about in the timeout. You know, in the second half going to the second half, that's what we talked about. And, you know, having your brothers back, just play harder than those guys, move the ball, play for your brothers, you know. It's that part of the year where, you know, I mean, I got tripped, you know, like I had to come back to a locker room and get some stuff done, but whatever, it is what it is. You know, I'm glad he's okay though. I didn't know he had his tooth out, but hopefully we'll be back to play tomorrow, you know. So, you know,
talk to me about the play where you got hurt and how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't know exactly how. I don't know, so I don't really know how I feel about the court also, you know. But yeah, I'm good. I was able to go back and play, but I was honestly playing kind of cautious a little bit, and then the coach kind of got on me about that, you know. So I had to turn it up. But I don't know how I feel about the court, man. It's cool, but I don't know. I like the old ones.
What has it taken to play the kind of defense you guys did against Texas Tech, and then the second half here today?
Yeah, that's what we talked about. You know, we watched that film, you know, how we play compared to how we were playing the first half. I feel like, you know, we took it personally going to a second half, you know, where we kind of play harder than them. And, you know, we had that lead, and, you know, coach called timeout, talk about, you know, no lay down, like, you know, because we had the lead in the first half, and then we kind of messed around and that took the lead. And that was the message, and I feel like we just play harder than those guys, and that was the key. And guys like Hadim, you know, Alex, Dom, you know, bring the energy. I thought Mu was amazing tonight, you know. So that's really what it took.
What do you have to say about Boop's career high 14 rebounds today?
That dude, man, that dude is something else. I love this dude. Yeah, he plays his butt off. But that's what we liked about him. You know, no matter what, he just kept playing hard. He got 13, by the way, because he stole one from me, but it's all good.
Have a 50-50, took it away.
You got to give it to a freshman. You know, he was playing hard. So, yeah, proud of him, proud of how he played, proud of Dom, you know, how he approached the game. Just, yeah, proud of the freshmen, man.
And then your thoughts on the rematch with West Virginia.
I personally can't wait, because I feel like, you know, we took one and chain at their place, and, you know, we already talked about that. You know, this game is done. You know, we on to West Virginia game. And I can't wait, to be honest.
Yeah. Congrats and best of luck tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, but Kata, how about Dom Diamande? Perhaps his best game of the season. 6 points, 4 rebounds, some real energy off the bench. Here's my convo with the Frenchman.
All right, Dom, talk to me about especially that second half defensively. What changed for you guys?
I feel like in the first half, we got like some like mistake we did, just like about like the aggressivity we put on the game. So it was just like a step up from all of the team, like from the bench and from the starters.
When did you realize it was working?
I don't even know. That was on the court. That was just like the flow of the game. Like we were just like rolling upon them.
when you get in there and you can provide a spark with some energy, with rebounds in transition, getting at the rim hard, what did that mean to you to be able to contribute in this game?
That's my game. I'm not like the most skilled player, especially like with the team we got, but I just got some more. God like give me with this body, so I just have to contribute with that.
We all wish we had that kind of body. Let's go. Let's get to the rim. 40 piece from AJ. Do you feel like he took it personally that he wasn't the player of the year?
Yeah, I think he took it personally. I told him like as soon as I check in for him, I would say you're a real bad man. Like, yeah, that was crazy. 40 piece is crazy.
That first half was very up and down. What did you guys talk about at halftime?
Just like I think that was it, especially in defense, we had to step up because like they were like I think 7 out of 10 at three. So just like need to step up. Just like I say, put more aggressivity in them. And as soon as they get in paint, like we're here. So yeah, just like step in.
What do you feel like you guys carried over from the Texas Tech win that worked?
More like maybe that's a good question. Just like be more focused on small. Be more focused on certain detail and not like take like. Don't bring like too much noise in our head, like just simple details, like 2 or 3 details defensively and offensively, just like say stick to it.
What are your thoughts on the rematch with West Virginia?
I can't wait, especially because that was last week, so we want to prove them like we were the best team.
Congrats on the win.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dom Diamande. If you want more interviews with BYU players and coaches from the Big 12 tournament, subscribe to the BYU Sports Nation YouTube channel where they are on demand.
Still to come, AJ DeBonsa wasn't the only BYU freshman to have an incredible performance yesterday. And BYU baseball and softball had the bats red hot yesterday. That and more on the way in headlines. This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
BYU Sports Nation continues from Kansas City and the Big 12 tournament. There is a look at the cityscape in Kansas City, Missouri. 80 degrees yesterday. It feels about 20 right now.
We'll be inside soon enough. No complaining.
He's Jerem Jordan. I'm Spencer Linton. Glad to bring you team coverage from the Big 12 tournament as BYU stares down West Virginia later tonight. Let's get to today's headlines, which are sponsored by BYU Continuing Education, inspiring lifelong learning for Cougar fans everywhere.
10-seed BYU men's basketball beat 15-seed K-State 105-91. First round of the Big 12 tournament yesterday. 40 points from AJ DeBonsa. That set a Big 12 tournament record by a freshman, breaking Kevin Durant's previous record of 37. Rob Wright III left the game with a cut on his lip, stitches in his mouth, and a fixed tooth required in the locker room. According to him, he's playing tonight. Cougars play 7-seed West Virginia, 6 Eastern, pregame on BYU Radio, game at 7 Eastern on The Deuce and BYU Radio.
More scores from the first round of the Big 12 tournament, including 12-seed Arizona State beating number 13-seed Baylor 83-79, thanks to 19 points from Pig Johnson. 9-seed Cincinnati beat 16-seed Utah 73-66. Baba Miller led the way with 11 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 assists. And 14-seed Oklahoma State takes down 11-seed Colorado 92-83 behind 24 points from the sharpshooter Anthony Roy. Second round games today include 12-seed Arizona State taking on 5-seed Iowa State right now.
15-6 Cyclones right now.
Not a shocker. 9-seed Cincinnati and 8-seed UCF in a very intriguing game. And we just talked about Oklahoma State as the 14th seed. They'll try and keep it rolling against number 6 seed TCU.
BYU football kicked off the third week of spring ball yesterday. Here's head coach Kalani Sitake and how the first 2 weeks have gone.
I feel really good about the team. Obviously, we got a long ways to go still, but it's nice to have quarterbacks that kind of know what we're doing already. And being able to see Bear, just his command of the offense is really nice. And so, it gives us a lot more confidence going into the season.
We've done several interviews from spring ball, some of which have played on the show, but others have not. You can check all of those, like the ones with Walker Lyons, Evan Johnson, Isaiah Glasker, and so on the BYU Sports Nation YouTube channel.
BYU freshman standout golfer Gihei Aquina won his first collegiate tournament at the R.E. Lampkin Invitational in San Diego yesterday, capping off a remarkable 6-day run. Aquina competed in the PGA Tour's Puerto Rico Open, taking 16th place from Thursday through Sunday last week, all before flying to San Diego and competing with BYU on Monday and Tuesday on very limited sleep. Aquina entered the final round 5 strokes down, but carded 6 birdies, an eagle, and 0 bogeys in the final round to take the win at 14 under par. He shot a 64 in that last day. BYU finished in third place overall as a team at 17 under par.
Incredible. BYU softball beat Abilene Christian 10-1 in the home opener last night, snapping a 3-game losing streak. Haley Schuler got the win on the mound for BYU, going 4 innings, giving up just 2 hits, striking out 5. Also, 2 of 3 at the plate, 4 RBIs, including this 3-run bomb.
In the bottom of the first with a chance to build BYU's lead, and she's going to do just that. Out of here, a 3-run shot for Haley Schuler to make it 5-0 in the bottom of the second.
You could hear that off the bat. That was loud. Up next, BYU heads to St. George, where it's way warmer than here, to play in the Trailblazer Classic this weekend.
BYU baseball hit 6 home runs en route to a breakout 19-2 win over Utah Tech last night at Miller Park, snapping the Batcats' 4-game skid. Ryder Robinson and Riker Schell each had 2 of the Batcats' 6 home runs, including this 3-run shot in the 6th inning.
This one to left field. That one's way back. It's a 2-run home run day for Riker Schell.
He had 14 at-bats coming into this game and 1 home run. So you can see this hit here. That ball was a no-doubter. I mean, he just turned on it.
Riker Schell, don't call me Riker Schell, with the home run. Up next, BYU welcomes Cincinnati to Miller Park for their Big 12 opener on Thursday. Okay, back to the basketball. What kind of on-court performance do we expect from A.J. DeBonta today after his 40-piece yesterday? More responses next to our question of the day on BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by BYU Continuing Education, inspiring lifelong learning for Cougar fans everywhere. BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by PACS, healthcare careers built for victory.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation, live from Kansas City in the Big 12 tournament. Spencer and Jerem here, and our question of the day is, following his 40-point performance against Kansas State and BYU's big win in their opening round game yesterday, what kind of encore performance do you expect from A.J. DeBonta against a defensive-minded West Virginia?
There's no way. The West Virginia just limits possessions. I'm hoping he gets 30, though.
At Twiggy or Stone offers this response. I expect him to do whatever the team needs to win. He's really good at that. So if they send 3 guys at him to stop the scoring, he will find the open player. I think that is what makes his game so good. He knows how to make the right play.
We've seen more confident shooting from Kennard Davis and Alexi Kostic. Even Mihailo Boskovic made one last night. I think everyone's fitting into their roles just a little bit more. Did it take 32 games to do so? Sometimes it takes that. But the last 2 games, we've seen growth.
AJ said, we're connected and we're confident. I thought those are 2 really important words and observations from him.
Yeah.
At CL underscore living says, a triple-double watch is on for tonight. Triple-double watch for AJ?
If they have enough possessions, yeah. Guys have to make shots for that to happen. And he's got to hit the glass at the level that his dad wants.
Our elite voice of the day, presented by PACS, healthcare careers built for victory. And this submission from at Sam underscore Bird underscore Jerem, you take this one.
Honestly, I expect him to double his assist number from last night. That'd be 12. West Virginia will be all over him, and he'll pass like Jokic. 25-piece double-double. You heard it here first. Hey, that would be good.
Pass like Jokic. All right.
Well, then. Hopefully he doesn't sit on Keontae George like Jokic did.
Right. Today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, official credit union of BYU Athletics.
AJ with the 40-piece. Incredible. And then Kihei Aquina, like we talked about, shooting a 64 in round 3 to win the Lampkin for the men's golf team on like 2 hours of sleep. I mean, that's wild.
Can we just sit in that for a moment longer and consider what he pulled off?
Wild.
And him saying like, oh, I felt great.
Like what?
What did you eat?
Hopefully Rob Ryan III feels good today, because that's going to be important. Again, Honor Huff, good, quick point guard, defensive-minded. Rob needs to be there for BYU, and if not, and he's limited and not as efficient as normal, everybody's got to step up. I think we've seen the last 2 games, BYU's discovered something.
In 10 seconds, are you concerned at all that BYU might be fatigued after how much effort they've had to put forward?
No. Let's Tomorrow? Go. That might be different.
That might be different. much. Get through West Virginia today. Our thanks to today's guests, A.J. DeBonta, Rob Wright, Dominic Diamande, Hadim Boop, and Kay Bakeda.
Sergeant Dennis.
For Jerem Jordan, I am Spencer Linton. Shout out to Dave Rose. Go Cougs, beat the Mountaineers.